America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo, and we continue our conversation with Lloyd Lindsay Young, and we're talking about the California drought.
How much rain is going to fix this? Like, what's going to help California here?
That's a great question, Christina. It's going to take more than one season. Even if El Nino works a minimum of 2 years above normal,
wow,
preferably three, 1 year is not going to fix it, but it's a start. We're not like the Midwest and the East and the South, and I've lived in these places, mm-hmm, where thunderstorms happen all summer. So we don't normally get any rain in California in the summer months. So we're not expecting anything now. For this thing to really get going and kick in the high gear, it's going to start hopefully in November, and normally, December, and the normally wettest month, believe it or not, is February, and continuing into March, and then a little bit in the middle of April, and then the ball game is over. So we essentially have two seasons here in California, wet and dry. And as I joke a little bit, mm-hmm, we're not a four-season climate here.
No,
except for the snow in the Sierra Nevada. We are, hot and not hot here. But at least the heat is low humidity. So, yeah, it is a major, major problem, this drought out here.
We talked before about how people were reacting and behaving. And one of the interesting aspects of this is how it has been dealt with on social media. There has been a pretty large amount of social shaming, for lack of a better term, on YouTube and Twitter. If somebody is out watering their lawn when they, mm-hmm, shouldn't be, someone will take a video of it. They will post it on Twitter. They will post it on YouTube and try to call attention to people who are really taking advantage of the situation and behaving very recklessly. And that, mm-hmm, kind of, it's a different way to bring attention to this that didn't exist 10 years ago in other situations.
It can embarrass them, but my question is, are there water police? Is law enforcement really, is law enforcement going to go around and issue these $500 citations?
Who's regulating it?
I mean, we have almost 40 million people in the state of California, the biggest state population in the nation, as I'm sure you know. So what I'm speculating or wondering is how in the world are we going to enforce this?
Well, do you see any enforcement at all? I mean, because when from somebody 3,000 miles away, and I just look at it from the online perspective, and I see, Governor Brown has set up these websites, let's do this, let's do that. But when you get down into, into the weeds, so to speak, and you see somebody misbehaving, is there any infrastructure set up to be able to monitor this? Or with 40 million people, is it just something that has just, you cannot manage that way?
You can't manage. Well, first of all, so far, to my knowledge, there hasn't been any enforcement. And whether there will be remains to be seen, but I'm skeptical. I don't see how you're going to be able to keep track of who's watering and who's not watering.
The rest of the country looks at California, and they've always looked at California as being very ecologically sensitive, very green. But then when you get to a situation like this, when selfishness really kind of comes to the forefront, when you realize this is a very dangerous and extreme situation, and when, mm-hmm, people are misbehaving that way, and when you tell me about these golf courses, I mean, you've got to give
ridiculous.
Me a break.
Well, that's what really annoys me. I mean, these are wealthy people. You're in Palm Springs, and I have nothing against Palm Springs, but some of these hotels are charging $500-$600 a night. Palm Springs is a vacation retreat for the wealthy. It's a winter resort.
Mm-hmm.
Famous people like Bob Hope, the late Bob Hope, and movie stars go there.
Sure.
And a friend of mine was down there about a month ago. He said, it's 100 degrees there already, but all of these lush, green golf courses, they're there.
Money talks.
That's exactly right. And like with this water park that's being constructed, the money talks there as well. And when they went
up. This water park, Christina and Ed, is a $10 million project. I don't think these people that are opening this thing could care less whether there's a drought or they would hold off on it, right?
That's the most infuriating thing. I'm not allowed, or I should be shamed, because I want to fill up my little slide and splash that I bought at Walmart for $10 for my kid, but yet they're going to open this monstrosity up with all of these millions and millions of gallons of water that will be and for what it is, wasted when you have industries such as the farming industry that we talked about going to hell in a handbasket here because of irresponsibility. So it really just makes you shake your head.
And it's even worse in Southern California, the drought. I would say 95% of the state is suffering from a severe drought. The main thing is the Sierra Nevada, the snowpack. 5% of normal? Are you kidding?
That's amazing.
This hasn't happened. They've been keeping records for 160 years, and it's unprecedented.
Well, it is a very dangerous situation, and that's why we thought it was something that the entire nation would want to talk about. It gets some coverage, but outside of the Golden State, you don't really hear about it that much, and it is a very, very serious situation. Well, once again, it is always a pleasure to chat with him. Lloyd Lindsay Young, thank you for joining us here on America Weekend.
I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on your program.
Oh, thank you.
Well, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christine.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He grew up surrounded by 250 acres of woods and wanted to find an eco-friendly way to mix nature with technology.
During a college project, Ben Vanden Weimlenberg created a 100% wood cover for his iPhone. He knew he was onto something when a campus store wanted to sell it.
So Ben launched a company, Woodchuck Case. His first big break was getting into the Mall of America. From that came Best Buy, with more big box deals in the works.
Ben says his company's goals are to bring people back to nature and to continue to have his products made in the USA.
Combine your purpose and goals to create an opportunity for profit. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. More ghost towns than any other state.
I'm from Oregon, so we explore everywhere from the desert area to the coast to the city. You have a great time.
One of only two states in the country where someone else will pump your gas for you. Today on American Biker Minute.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute, Oregon resident.
We do a lot of dirt biking as well. Really great areas for that.
Best bet.
Eastern Oregon. I would go through Shanico, Antelope, Fossil, Mitchell. Amazing, twisty, non-trafficy, gorgeous roads through the Eastern Oregon desert. We get a lot of rain out there, so nice to go out east where it's warm.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.